Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren. Alongside me is Sarah Wells.
Hello.
And filling in a little bit today for Kevin Tinkin.
And Jane.
Really, this is a empty house, is a friend of mine and Sarah's, Andrew Corey. Andrew, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good to be here.
If you don't know Andrew, you've probably seen him around the well, but Andrew is probably one of our very first... if not listeners, fans on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So that's, I think I was, that's a big deal.
Number one, for sure.
When we asked Andrew to come to the show today, he decided to wear his Spoutcast t-shirt. He's that big of a fan.
Yeah.
I'm wearing it underneath this.
I think one of his dreams is coming true by being on the
I just pulled up my sweater so I could show you guys.
That's a great shirt.
That's some great faces on that shirt.
Totally.
Now, hey, if you would like a shirt, email
we don't
us.
Have any more. So,
we don't?
Yeah, they're all out.
Man.
Yeah, so.
We're popular.
Hey, a couple quick things about this episode. Kevin is out because we didn't have a babysitter. Aww. And Kevin has children, and
he's a family man. Everyone,
so that's a bummer, but he'll be back. We just need to get our babysitter back. But Andrew is here. Andrew's great.
Yes.
And Andrew was our babysitter last week.
I was.
That's right.
I just walked in and Jane was like, hey, babysitter, and I was like, oh hey, all right.
So
it was
we not only promised Andrew to get on the show, but because you babysat, but also we've been wanting to get you on the show for a while. So along with that is just a quick little note here. One of the things I thought would be cool is to have a bit of a talk back mic, because there's been many times where I asked Dave Johnson, our audio director, a question, and then he responds, but only in like numbers, or like he talks
hand
through
motions.
Hand motion. And so it'd be cool to have him be a part of the show, but a minimal part, but also like able to chime in when we have questions. So Dave, why don't you say what's up?
What's up?
He says
wow.
Hello.
Wow. Hey, Dave.
And so there may be a couple times where you hear an extra voice and you're like, who is that? Well, that's Dave. And this week we are going to be talking about yesterday's sermon, which was about kind of sex and marriage, and basically 1 Corinthians 7. And we went through the first part of 1 Corinthians 7. So about verses 1 through 5.
Brad didn't hold back.
No, he certainly did not hold back. I actually have an interesting thing when we start the sermon discussion. I had an interesting thing happen this weekend based off of last week's message.
Oh.
So a very convicting thing, but a good thing.
Cool.
Also, we have an interview with Andrew Corey, and we're going to really get to know who you are, Andrew.
On the inside.
There's a lot of money.
Yeah. We're going to get to know you from the inside out. All right.
Wow. That's a good song.
And
you're trying to be the funny one because Kevin's not here.
Also, then we're going to close out the show with some announcements. But just so you guys know, we're starting the music.
Oh, that's
these
right.
These songs that I like, but that nobody else doesn't. And so...
What's on the agenda? What's on the repertoire?
Well, to start us out, okay? Mm-hmm. I just figured, let's just start out with a bang. So we're going to start out with some O-Town.
Yeah.
O-Town.
And which one? Which
it's
song?
A song called These Are the Days. And most people don't know it, but I want to give them a hint of good O-Town, not like the cheesy boy band.
You posted
O-Town.
A picture of a boy band earlier, didn't you?
That's a new band I'm into called One Direction.
One Direction.
We'll get them on the show another day.
Okay.
Is it a boy band?
It's a boy band.
Totally.
Wow, I thought boy bands were like...
Simon Cowell discovered them.
So they're legitimate then.
Yeah, so the first song, I'll explain all the songs, but the first song is by O-Town, so stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for a sermon discussion, and Andrew, we look forward to getting to know you better at the end of the show.
Awesome.
Motel sitting in the dark, empty room like an empty heart. The lovers stop but they never stay. They don't look back as they drive away. Maybe I should fix this broken neon light, feeling the cracks and painted bright. Then maybe love will stop tonight. And if she knocks on my door, I'll give her the key. Just one look in her eyes, and I know I'll be everything that she sees in me. More than I ever thought I could be. But these are the days when all that I can do is dream. But I don't wanna spend forever without love, and I just can't let it stay there.
in marriage ought to be different. The husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights. I hate that translation. Some of your Bibles might say he must fulfill his duty to his wife. The word, regardless of how you translate it, is the idea of an inner moral obligation. It's like paying off a debt. It's something you owe the other person. Read the passage with that in mind. A husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights and likewise the wife to her husband. The point in verse 3 is that sexuality in marriage is not take, take. It's give, give. And the concept ultimately is that a husband considers in sexuality not his needs that are most important, but what does she need? Her sexuality, her fulfillment, her satisfaction in marriage is his responsibility from a sexual side.
All right, that was a clip from the sermon this past Sunday. And if you didn't go to church, it was interesting. And the sermon for us was from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Did I say that right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just was thinking that we haven't interviewed Andrew yet, and he's joining us. Have we introduced him?
Yeah, we introduced Andrew at the beginning of the show.
Oh, that's right. You were in the intro.
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot you came in the intro.
Way to blow it, Sarah. Hey, before we get into this week's, before we get into this week's message, which was about kind of sex in a marriage and what to do if you're not married and really all of the above. But last week we talked about sexuality. We talked about movies. We talked about
We talked about a lot of like things that we put in our brain that isn't beneficial for us, but yet we allow.
Right. And this weekend, Lacey and I went and saw a movie. That was rated R. And I don't know. I'll say the movie. I'm fine with that. Yeah. It was a movie called Friends with Kids. And,
oh, I heard it was dumb.
It was an R-rated comedy, but I didn't. I saw the kind of trailer, and it looked pretty clean from the trailer. Yep. It has Adam Scott, who's in Parks and Rec. Like, it's like it didn't look like a raunchy comedy by any means. Mm-hmm. So I thought, oh, this would be a fun date movie with Lacey. And we ended up going to the movie, and about 15 minutes in, and I never leave movies, like never. But because of this conversation we had last week, I said to Lacey, I said, I think what is best is if we leave this movie theater. And I think this is just not good for our brains. And we walked out, and like I don't remember the last movie I walked out on.
Wow.
And I've fallen asleep in movies, but never walked out of a movie.
Wow.
So that was a God is. I know this is a hey, look at me, but this is also like God is definitely even convicting me in certain things. I occasionally watch a television show on Comedy Central, which won't be named. And I deleted that off my, I just really feel like God is definitely convicting me more and more with the television shows I watch. And it's like, what would I be okay with a junior higher watching?
Yeah.
And if I'm not okay with it, then I probably shouldn't be watching it. Yeah. So that was just based on that conversation we had here, guys.
See, this is a life group.
Totally a
life
group.
You guys tease me. It's totally a life group.
But yeah, this past week's message was on sex and sex and marriage. And I really tried to get my wife to show up. But I think that we can at least talk about our reactions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kevin's not here this week as well. He's married. He has a perspective as well. But let's just first start out with what are some of our reactions from Brad's sermon and what were some thoughts you had, Sarah?
I thought everything he had to say was really great and really like biblical and stuff. I thought I thought he was a little too honest with like his personal sex life, but then I'm not married. And so that whole topic is like it doesn't apply to my life
right
now, you know? So, but I was with a friend of mine who's married and I turned to her and I said, is this too honest? Like, is this weird for you or is it just weird for me because I'm not married? And she said, when you're married, it is what it is and it has to be talked about. And so you might be feeling weird or that he's being too honest because you're not married. But for someone who's married, chances are it's not too honest for them.
Can I ask a question that may ruffle a feather?
Absolutely.
Do you think that part of the reason why maybe you didn't, it was a little awkward for you because is from your previous church background is like that's never gets talked about?
No,
think
because totally it was talked about. Okay. It was talked about in our, I think, I was raised with very, like, I don't know, marriages, like, you don't talk about what happens in your marriage with outsiders, because that's your personal, like, that's private. That's between you and your husband or you and your spouse. And so that's kind of maybe where I was coming from, because the people that I've grew up with kind of erred on the side of not sharing versus the side of sharing too much, you know? So,
It's funny that what you felt awkward about during Brad's sermon, and we talked about this off air, was like him talking about like his wife wearing lingerie or something. But if I was a single guy, from a single guy's perspective, I probably would have got a little more awkward when he talked about masturbation over like.
Oh, and that didn't even like that. That didn't even bother me at all.
Yeah. So it is interesting. Like I am married now and I don't think I had as quite as a reaction as you had, but I could definitely see how somebody could listen and go, this is uncomfortable, but I'm glad they're talking about it. Do you at least have that perspective?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm glad. I feel like I just got a peek into like a part of marriage that maybe single people shouldn't have a peek into quite yet. Does that make sense? Like it would have been a great sermon for a marriage conference.
Yeah.
But to have single people present, like we do need to know some of that stuff, but.
But if we're going through scripture exegetically.
Yes. And that's why.
What do you do?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think you do anything. So that's why it's fine that it was there. And I wasn't like offended by any means. I just thought, oh, that's a little honest.
Yeah.
You know?
So, no, for sure.
That's all.
Yeah. You know, there were some things even in the clip we just heard. It's if you've been around church or gone to marriage conferences or even did premarital counseling, I don't necessarily know if it's anything new underneath, you know, the sun or anything like that. It's like, yeah, serve your spouse. But I think it's a really good reminder.
And I'm thinking about it. I think I may have felt awkward because it was in a co-ed, like I'm sitting next to married couples. And so I felt like I'm getting a peek into, I don't know. Like if it had been a room of just a bunch of like all females, I probably wouldn't have thought about it much. Yeah. But because like our pastors were in the same room,
totally.
I don't know. Maybe I think that may have been what made me feel weird.
Yeah. I think the one thing though, like my only pushback, Sarah, and this is not a bad thing. It's like, I wonder if it's weird or awkward for you because sexuality just even in culture has become a little perverted. You know what I mean? And Brad even mentioned that and how sexuality's come perverted. Men feel like, well, I don't even, you know, I can pleasure myself, but scripture says the only person that should pleasure you is your wife. And it's like things have gotten really perverted. And so we listen to a message that has to do with honest like sex, but you read Song of Solomon and I don't think you get awkward reading about two people having sex in Song of Solomon, but it's because you know the person on stage and you don't know Solomon.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, I just wonder if there's a bit of perversion there that I honestly, like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I wonder if there's a bit of cultural context that come with that.
Yeah. Well, because there's like culture has kind of skewed. I mean, of course, it skews everything, but like it totally skews what sex is and what it's not and what its purpose is. And so, yeah, I'm sure that plays a part, too.
Yeah. You know, something that Brad mentioned in the message was, He essentially made a reference to like sitcoms and how men in sitcoms are just these big dummies. Like they're these big oafs. And do you remember this quote? And it was funny because like everybody in the audience, they like nodded their head and they're like, yeah, totally. Like, what are they thinking? You know? And in my opinion, it's like, yes, they have a portrayal of like, this is what men across America are like or whatever. But in some senses, like, it really is how some people act. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they think it's all about them and it's like, how can you meet my needs? And, you know, Brad makes the joke of like, you see these things in sitcoms where the wife, like she puts on her sweatpants or she, you know, she covers herself. You're not getting sex tonight because you didn't fix the car. You know, it's like Home Improvement or, you know, it's like whatever that is. And I feel like do we just make this idea up to get a really good crafted sitcom? Or is it actually something that happens?
Well, that's the curse. It's the women will want to rule over their husbands. And like I feel like that's just like the curse. Guys will be lazy and girls will want to rule over their husbands.
Totally.
And so that's just like, since the world doesn't have any reason not to live according to the curse, that's what is portrayed.
And maybe if there's any way in a marriage that a woman's going to be able to rule over her husband, it's going to be when it comes to sex.
Totally. Yeah. And I wonder if, like, you know, Brad made the comments like this portrayal is not true. Well, there's a hint of truth in there mm-hmm. of men, and that happens in marriage, and it happens to this day. You know, I know people whose wives withhold sex from them, or I know men that are really like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's all about pleasing their needs, and you know, there's no respect for their wife in any regard, sexually or whatever. And I just think that if we watch these things on TV, realizing like there's a hint of that in me as well, mm-hmm. you know? And so that was something that I listened and I just thought, man, like, I think put the mirror back on yourself going like, man, this is more like me than it isn't. Does that mm-hmm. make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a lot of good things. I wish Lacey would have been here so I would feel comfortable sharing things a little bit more. But we had a great discussion last night after it. And if anything, I think what it does is it definitely, if you are married, it brings up a great conversation to have as a couple. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's plenty of resources out there that deal with sex and sex within a marriage. But it's like a conversation with your wife about, like, are we doing this? Are we serving one another's needs in this mm-hmm. area? And then, you know, it's a constant conversation that needs to be had. It's not mm-hmm. something that's like, yeah, we got it good, now we're good or yeah. whatever.
And I think it was good for, like, even though, like, everything I just said, I believe. But it was good for, like, singles to hear that, because it sets up our expectations for marriage, because we have an idea of what marriage is going to be like. But that's not the that's like, yeah. that may not be truth, you know?
Well, I think one of the best things that Brad said to the singles in the audience was this idea of, like, when you're not married, you think, well, when I get married, I'm going to stop looking at porn. When mm-hmm. I get married, I'm going to stop masturbating. Or when I get married, I'm going to stop lusting after guys or girls. When I get married, like, I'm not going to have these temptations or drama or whatever. And it's like, the reality is that doesn't stop just because you have a piece of metal on your finger.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so as a single, learning, like, you actually have the benefit of being single and learning how to deal with your stuff now before you enter into marriage and bring your baggage along with you, mm-hmm. which I thought was a really good thing to communicate to the audience. And I don't know, how did that feel awkward to you, or that was fine?
No, that was fine.
Yeah.
Did that feel awkward to you?
Hey, I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, that didn't at all.
I'd love to chat with some high schoolers that were at the service and see what their reactions were. Mm-hmm. You know, I know some people who are parents that told their parents or their kids to please step out of the service.
Yeah, I wouldn't have let my high schooler listen to that.
Your high schooler?
No.
What about?
Because that's a conversation that I think that's a conversation that should be governed by the parent.
Mm-hmm.
But that's me personally. I'm, you know, err on the side of a conservative.
Yeah. Hey. So, yeah, I guess one thing is like, if you have not had a chance to hear this message, I would listen to it, married or unmarried. There may mm-hmm. be a few things in there where you go, oh, I don't need to know what Brad does in the bedroom or whatever. Right. But it's like, the reality is that it is in scripture, and the well is a very exegetical teaching style.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to go through 1 Corinthians 7. But on the flip side, Brad, if you feel like, well, this sermon has no value to me because I'm not married or whatever. On the flip side, Brad or PJ or somebody's going to speak next week, and they're going to talk about being single and living life as a single and kind of that side of it as well. And so if you're married and going like, I don't need to hear that side of it, it's like, no, this is what scripture says, and it's really good for you to know mm-hmm. both sides.
And whether it applies to you or not, scripture is always good to mm-hmm. know.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. And this is just a total random thing, but I had these two guys sitting behind me at the service. They were sitting next to one of our staff members at the well. Mm-hmm. His name's JD. I'm going to sell him out. And these two people behind me were chatting the whole service.
Was JD talking the whole
JD
service?
JD was not chatting, but he was friends with these two guys and sitting next to them. Now, as a member of a service, do I turn around and say, could you guys be quiet as mm-hmm. a pastor on staff? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that's weird.
Well, I think you could have said that because people around you were probably hoping someone would have said that.
So instead, what I did is I just sat on the very edge of my chair and just, like, blocked them out. Mm-hmm. I should have probably just turned around and said, could you guys be quiet? You're really bothering me.
Yeah. No, you don't say that. Well, you're like, excuse me, like, yeah. I'm having a hard time listening. Can you like, save your conversation for later?
Did you feel like you shouldn't have said something because you were a pastor, or you just didn't want to say something in general?
I never got to the point where if I said something, it would come out positive. That makes sense.
Okay, well, so.
Well, that's good that you didn't say anything then.
I guess that is good.
Yes.
But you're saying in the future I should say something.
Only if you feel like you're not angry about it. You
yeah,
know,
I don't know.
If you could be nice, then yes. If you can't be nice,
I'm sure people are hoping somebody will say something. And
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for sticking around for our discussion. Andrew, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks
and,
for having me.
And looking forward to interviewing you up next, and as well as the music selection.
Wow.
And this...
O-Town.
This jam is not O-Town, but it is a member of O-Town.
Oh, here we go.
And his name is Ashley Parker Angel, who had his own reality show called There and Back.
Oh, yeah. Didn't his girlfriend, wife get pregnant?
It's a girlfriend. They're broken up, though.
They broke up.
He should have heard this message.
Yeah, that's right. But he had his own reality show, and this was the theme song from his reality show on MTV called There and Back. So stay tuned. Actually, you may just turn your radio off because you hate my music so much. But whatever that
is. Turn it down for 30 seconds and then
Stay tuned for an interview with Andrew Corray and enjoy some APA. It's Ashley Parker Angel. All right, welcome back. And Andrew's been with us from the beginning on the show. But Andrew, we just want to get to know you. And we know that you've been going to the well for a while. And I've seen you around WSM a lot. But maybe let's start from the beginning. And then we'll kind of work our way to where you're at right now here at the well. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Sarah,
start at the beginning.
And feel the freedom to chime in whenever.
Okay, I will.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I will chime in.
Use that freedom.
When I have free.
That's right. So, Andrew, beginning, I'm talking about where are you from? Where are you born? Let's start from there.
Oh, from the beginning. Not the beginning of the well. Like, beginning of life.
Like,
September 3rd, 1987.
Wow.
Is that really your birthday?
Yeah, that's really my birthday.
All right.
We're just really good friends.
Hey, did you graduate in 05?
I graduated in 2006.
Oh, you got held back?
No, I got started late.
Had you 7th grade twice, huh? All right.
It's a bummer.
Started late.
Okay,
started a year
sure,
late.
No.
Thanks, Mom.
That's what they all say. I got I got started late.
Yeah, because my birthday, you know, fall birthday.
Totally. All right. So, were you born in Fresno or?
I was born in Visalia.
No,
I wasn't.
Okay.
I was born in Vallejo, but I grew up in Visalia.
Vallejo, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So in Vallejo, did you go to the Marine World a lot?
No, I was born there.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
All right.
Little infant Andrew going through Marine World.
So born in Vallejo, then you moved out to Visalia, Fresno.
Yeah, when I was three, so I lived in Sacramento. Then I moved to Visalia, and my parents have lived there ever since 1990.
Okay, and then so basically went to high school in Visalia?
Went to high school, elementary school, junior high school.
Go Wildcats?
Trailblazers.
Trailblazers, same thing. You know.
Wildcats is from High School Musical.
But that's a pretty good... If I said Wildcats, I got a good percentage of like, that might work.
I don't know any real high school with Wildcats.
Yeah, but like, I mean, in the movie Speed, it's a Wildcat. Arizona Wildcats, right?
High School Musical.
High School Musical.
Yeah.
All right.
Trailblazers.
Trailblazers. Yeah. All right. So high school, graduated in 06. What kind of kid were you in high school?
I was kind of a class clown.
Okay.
I was a class clown, and I know, weird, right?
I didn't know that.
It was just kind of weird.
Yeah.
I got good grades. I didn't get in trouble.
Okay. You got held back a year, but other than that. So just a normal kid. Did you actually get like class clown, like high school, like, you know,
were you voted anything in high school?
Yeah. I was voted best eyes.
Wow.
That's real.
That's not a lie.
So did you walk around? That's real life. And did you, was your name like LLAC, like Ladies Love Andrew Corray?
Not out loud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They were all thinking it.
They were
obviously
definitely thinking it.
For
best
sure.
Best size. That's really a category?
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird. You have the best arm hair. That's like a category.
No.
No, people say that people have good eyes.
Yeah, that's true.
He just walked around gazing into people's eyes. Yeah, and totally. Then just,
that was it.
Yep.
So, yeah, I went to Golden West to represent. I played some basketball.
Nice. All 4 years of high school?
All 4 years.
Nice. Yeah. So high school ends. What happens after high school?
I moved down to LA.
Okay.
Went to Cal State Northridge for 2 years and did not like it as much as I thought I would.
Didn't like the school or didn't like LA?
Didn't like LA. Okay. School was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You just didn't become a celebrity? So you're
no,
like,
not right
it.
Away.
All right.
No.
Yeah. Those eyes didn't get you anywhere?
Yeah. It was right as I was leaving. Someone was like, hey, you should be a celebrity. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to
Fresno.
Already
got a place up at Fresno. Right.
So came back to Fresno. You're 20 at this point.
Yes.
And what happens,
good,
what happens there?
Track.
What? I'm sorry, what?
What happens there?
Oh, what happens there? Let's see. I started going to Fresno State.
Okay.
Yeah. And then...
go
started,
Wildcats.
Yeah, go Wildcats. started going to Fresno State and then just got connected with some friends that I grew up with, and they were going to the Well, so that's how I got connected here.
So you were pretty much, when you came back from LA, you started going to the Well.
Within 6 months, yeah.
Okay.
I moved back for the fall semester in 2008, and then by January 2009.
Were you a Christian before that? Or?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in the church.
Which church did you grow up in?
First Assembly of God.
Okay.
In Visalia.
Okay.
So.
And then you move out here, start going to the Well. The Well's got to be a little different than Assemblies of God church.
Size-wise, actually, our church was like, by definition, definitely a mega church. But yeah, definitely different, but in
as
a good way.
As far as practices.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Lacey went to Bethany University in Scotts Valley, which is an Assemblies of God church.
I knew some people who went there out of high school. So.
A couple of my friends go to... Vanguard? Is that Assemblies of God?
Technically. But yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they practice it all, but there was just some things where Lacey was like, there were some really cool things about it that she really liked and some things that were like, I'm not so into that side of the Assemblies of God.
Do they fall on the more charismatic side of things or
I think
not.
Gosh, I feel like my church does now, the church I grew up in, but they have evolved with the times.
I would
for
say
sure.
That if you were to say Assemblies of God to 9 out of 10 people, they'd go, oh, they're more charismatic.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's an assumption.
Okay. I don't know much about Assemblies of God.
It's like you're walking into a Hillsong concert when you go to my old church now. So it's like, whoa. That's
awesome.
Pretty crazy. But it's good though.
Graduated from Fresno State.
Graduated from Fresno State.
All right.
And then jumped right into grad school at Fresno Pacific's seminary.
Yeah, I remember Lacey, when she first started going, she said, there's this guy who goes to the Well. I've never seen him at the Well, but he goes to the Well. His name's Andrew. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. But.
Yeah, I had the same exact interaction. I was like, oh, there's a girl that goes to the Well, and she's in some of my classes, and I've seen her sing, but I don't know who it is.
Yeah. So I know this because we're friends outside of the show, but things at school, haven't graduated at FPU, the biblical side of it. What's the plan there? What's going on there?
You know, I transitioned from marriage and family counseling because I was in Lacey's program with her, and then I transitioned over to Christian ministries this last fall,
right?
Which has been a really awesome and smooth transition, just kind of felt a different call in a different direction. And so it's been great so far. Biblically, you know, it's a little bit different. Mennonite school, so a little bit different views, but still pretty sound in the Bible side of things.
Are you glad you made the transition from basically being a counselor to more of a pastoral side of things?
Definitely. I got burned out pretty quickly from the counselor's point of view, and I just felt like if I was going to be a counselor, I should probably have a passion for it.
Right.
I wouldn't want to go to somebody who doesn't have a passion for counseling.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It's a taxing job.
It is. It's very difficult. Just in the year that I studied it, just a lot of stuff that I didn't feel like I was grasping. But Christian ministries has been awesome. I've just been learning a ton.
Nice.
So this year has been definitely a year for growth.
Now, currently right now, it's probably been, you've been at the Well for about 2 years now. Three years?
Three.
Okay, so you were at the Well pretty much when I started at the Well then. I started coming in January 2009.
That's when I started coming.
All right.
I started over at Southeast. Guys. Did we just become better friends?
Just a little bit, but I didn't start up at Southeast.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
So then I know now you are living in the intern house.
Yes.
And how's that going for you?
That's going great. We have awesome community over there. My roommates are like my best friends. So
do you mind being candid about the intern house and being honest about it?
I don't mind being candid. It's dirty.
Yeah, let's talk about
horribly
this.
Dirty.
Let's talk about this.
Let's get candid about that.
Somebody have said, like, some people have said, like, oh, you guys have an intern house or what's going on there? Do you enjoy living at the intern
house? I love living at the intern house. It's probably the best place that I've lived.
I feel like you guys all go to bed around 2 a.m. on average.
That happens often.
Like, I'll drive by. Oh, no, that's a lie. I don't drive by. But people, like, will say, like, oh, yeah, we're hanging out, like, really, like, 2, 3. And I'm like,
we just started having bonfires in the backyard.
Nice.
And
yeah,
then,
I saw that.
What do you call them? Who deals with fire?
Fire department.
The fire department came and shut it down.
Not pleased, huh?
Not pleased. I think people were calling, which was
deal? Why are you not allowed to have fire?
Apparently, it was just open. It was just a pile of wood in the backyard. And there were huge trees over it, so it probably wasn't the best idea.
And it was a pretty big fire.
Yeah, it was
pretty tall.
Yeah, probably as tall as me sometimes when we lit it, which is pretty tall. It's 6 foot.
So. Good times though, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Really good times.
Yeah, bro.
You know, jumping over it, being guys.
Totally.
Chopping down trees.
So part of your responsibilities living there is what? I know that you live there, but there is some responsibilities with living at the house, correct?
Yeah. I mean, funny enough, it's not really, it's called the intern house, but it's labeled the doulos house, which is another word for slave, which is kind of funny to us because we kind of slave over here at the church, but
for sure
we love it. One of the responsibilities, we set up all the chairs and stuff and tables for the different services. And then we have to be involved in ministry about 10 hours a week, which doesn't seem like a lot, but actually, I mean, if you think about it, it's actually quite a bit. Just different hours and being involved in different things.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah. And so, but you don't have to be an intern to live there, but you do have to be pretty heavily involved in different ministries within church. So
you have to be involved in ministry and you have to be willing to do the chairs. Basically.
Oh yeah, definitely. And those chairs sometimes do get done at 2 a.m.
Right.
Saturday night before the service. So
yeah. When I lived at an intern house in Santa Cruz, that part of our responsibilities was not only to walk around the campus and make sure all the doors were locked, but also to make sure chairs were set up. And I just, after living there for like a couple months, I was like, all right, I'm done with this. You know what I mean? So I think it takes a special breed of a person to be okay with that for week in and week out, moving chairs. And it's just like, church is always moving, so you never really get a break.
Yeah, we started out by going, we're always going to all do it together. And by the second week, people are like, I don't want to do it right now. And then we all just kind of do our own portion. Like right now, after this, I'm going to go set up chairs for for Academy. So.
Nice. Now, you guys know each other, correct?
Yes.
How do you guys know each other?
Clovis Campus.
Clovis Campus.
Yep. Yes. That is where we both serve and, well, she works.
Obviously. And what do you do there at the Clovis Campus?
He does everything at the Clovis Campus.
I'm asking Andrew.
I know. I just wanted to speak for him for a second because he does a lot.
I do a lot. I wasn't going to laugh and then you laughed. So I just
We're children here. You can act like a 12-year-old boy.
I think I can use this title. I just came on volunteer staff as connections coordinator.
Okay.
Alongside Layla Granada.
He's kind of someone that like we always can count on him to be there for things.
Okay.
And like everyone on staff for Clovis like really appreciates Andrew's presence on the campus.
Fist pump.
That's right.
You guys out there can't see me fist pump. I'll say it. Mm-hmm. And then I serve on the worship team, on Chris Berry's worship team, which is awesome. So,
and Kids Connection
and WSM
on Sunday once a month Sunday nights,
super
7 o'clock
volunteer.
April 1st, next one.
Well, but I feel like you have been doing junior high.
Yeah, I've been doing junior high. That's fairly recent, and that's probably one of my favorite parts of the week on Tuesday nights.
Is it really?
It really is. I'm not just saying that because you're a Christian, Warren.
I can validate that.
I've
said that to you before.
Let me just explain something, because Andrew shows up. He's a great worship leader. You're great, dude. And we kind of threw you in out of the middle of nowhere. Hey, could you lead worship for us? Andrew, like, I quote unquote play the djembe.
Yeah.
Okay. I hit a djembe. We'll call it that. Dave, is that a fair assumption?
I would say you strike the djembe.
I strike the djembe. Yeah. Okay.
He strikes it on beat 80% of the time.
Yeah. But like, Andrew, it's literally like group starts at 6:30. It's like 6:25. Andrew, hey, man, you think you could play the djembe tonight? It's like, I'll try, you know. So it's like
I think it always works out. I think
it's fine. It's just funny because I'm like,
I have a question.
Yeah.
On average, how often does Andrew play the song Every Move I Make?
I haven't played it in like a month.
Yeah, I've been trying to force him to play a different song.
He hasn't played it 100% of the time.
Yeah, she was making fun of me because like she'd be like, hey, what are you doing for WSM? And I was like, I don't know. Maybe Every Move I Make, because they love it.
You're not allowed
it's
to play that song
easy.
Ever again.
Yeah, so. We've been playing this song called Deep Cries Out. The kids seem to really like it.
Oh,
and better check it out, Sam.
Wow. Yeah, wow. You better listen. And we have a full band tomorrow.
I'm pretty
Dave's
excited about
playing.
That. Yeah.
Wow.
Dave J.
DJ on the bass.
Andrew's also coming to London this summer.
That's right.
Yes.
We have a missions trip
going
to.
I am so excited about that. Mm-hmm. I have a really cool summer coming up. Not going to lie.
Andrew, here's my one fear, though, if I can be honest with you. I feel
Go
like
for it.
You've got your hats in a lot of different ministries at the well. Does that bother you?
Right now, no. And okay. I've heard that a lot. And
from our perspective, we're always trying to protect our volunteers.
Right.
And we see a super volunteer like you. And it's like, I mean, there's been people in the past where I've seen like, man, you're doing all these type of things. But I just want to make sure you don't feel like you're burned out or the well. Like, I just want to make sure you know how much we appreciate you.
No, I mean, I definitely know that because you guys make it known. And I've had conversations with Sarah about it and other people. I don't think I have 1 ounce of introvertedness in my body. Like one. Yeah, at all. Mm-hmm. And so I love being around people. So as far as ministry goes, and because this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, this season in life, living in the intern house and working part-time, this is the perfect time for me to kind of have my hats in a lot of different places and know that if I ever start feeling a little worn out, then, you know, I know how to manage it.
Now, finishing up your master's at the seminary, what's the next step for Andrew Correa?
You know what? That's the question. I feel like I wish I knew. Starting out my master's, I was like, yes, at the end of 3 years, I'm going to be doing hours, going to be an LMFT.
Right.
And that's what I'm going to be doing. Christian ministry is a little more broad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big reason why I'm loving testing out different waters, especially in a place like the well, because it allows for so much growth in different areas. So whether it's being a junior high worship leader for a few years or coming on staff at a different church somewhere else, it's really where the Lord leads me, I guess.
Yeah.
So right now it's just a matter of prayer. And as long as it's ministry,
you don't care.
I'm all in.
All right. Well, I would hope that in 6 months from now, we chat with you again. It's like, man, God's leading me in this direction. Or when do you graduate officially?
I probably have another year after this because I'm taking a little slower because I'm working.
Right.
So it's about a 3-year program. So I'm finishing up my second year.
All right, man. Well, we'll check in with you again. Thanks for being here, Andrew.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Up next, we've got our announcements at the end of the show. And
that's by yours truly.
Yeah. And the song that you're going to hear right now is we started with O-Town. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then we moved to Ashley Parker Angel, who is a member of
O-Town.
It's
the same thing as O-Town.
It's a little different.
Oh,
but then this song is a song by a band called LMNT. And LMNT was basically O-Town started as 9 members, okay?
Is this whole episode dedicated to O-Town?
No, the last song's not.
Okay.
The band itself shrunk down to 5, but there are 4 members that were sort of in O-Town that didn't get picked to be in the actual band of O-Town, but they were part of the reality show. So they ended up starting their own band called LMNT, and this is a song called Juliet, and it's very catchy.
LMNT, what does that stand for?
Like element. Like we're in our element.
Oh, I see what they did there.
That's clever.
Yeah. So it's a great song, but I guarantee you all listen to it and you go, this is awful. So yeah.
Can't wait.
Enjoy.
Every little thing you do, every time I see you pass in my homeroom class, makes my heart beat fast. I've tried to paint you twice, but I see you roll your eyes. Wish I could make it real, but your lips are sealed, that ain't no big deal. Cause I know you really want me. Run!
All right, we are back, and strolling in the halls was a friend of ours who's been on the show before. Pat Dill, how
Mr.
are you?
Patrick
Hello,
Dill.
Excellent. How are you guys?
Pat said, I'll come in, but I'm not saying
radio
anything.
Radio announcer voice.
Yeah, that was radio announcer
Hello.
Voice.
Hello. Yes, this is my announcer voice.
Wow, Pat.
Pat, you may not know his name or see him around the well very much, but you've seen his videos over the last couple weeks, have we not?
We've
you
seen
have indeed.
All of his videos for, he's
last,
done all
like,
the videos.
Last, like,
3 years.
Yeah. So as far as videos go for the well, what's coming up? What's something big you're excited about?
Do you like God stories?
Is that what's coming up?
There's a lot of them coming
up. A lot of those are coming up.
All right.
We love God stories.
Hey, excellent. So do I.
You got anything else outside of the well that you're excited about, or the video projects, anything for Tyler?
Oh, we've been doing a lot of stuff for the CW station.
Yeah. You guys went to Disneyland,
down
right?
At Disneyland, yeah. 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 We're gonna go back in a month or so and film at Cars Land.
Ooh.
Ooh.
There you go. Yeah. One of my favorite ones that I think somebody showed me was the one where you did it at the Jungle Safari, but like Tyler's announcing the Jungle Safari. Yes. That's a good one.
Yeah,
do you need
you.
Any
thank
girl
you.
Actresses?
Not yet.
Okay.
Sorry.
Not
you
yet. Need me.
We'll write you in. How about
great.
That?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Well, Sarah, why don't you give us some announcements? Pat, thanks for stopping in for a second.
Thank you.
Yeah. Andrew, once again, thanks for being here. I know you have some announcements. Why don't
you
shoot those
out?
Yes, I
do. You want me to share first?
Yeah, why don't you go first?
All right. First of all, shameless plug, since I am leading worship for junior high and high school, we're looking for awesome volunteers. So we really want to focus on it being student-led. So if you're a student and you're out there listening to this, come find me after one of the services, or Parker or Christian, because we know that there's a lot of talent out there. That was my first one.
All right.
I have another one.
Go for it.
Saturday, March 31st, 10 o'clock, on the North Campus lawns, me and my roommate Adam are throwing an awesome volleyball tournament. So it's four-person teams, $10 a person. If you do the math, it's $40 a team. You don't get a discount. And we get to go to Israel for residency because we're both in it. And you should all come out and have a good time, because last year we had one and it was announced on here, actually.
We did
a year
announce
ago.
It on the show.
So,
yeah.
Wow, Megan announced it. I remember listening to that.
Uh-huh.
So we're having another one Saturday, March 31st, 10 o'clock a.m., of course,
there
North
you go.
Campus Lawn.
Sarah?
Our free song, All Glory, comes out this week. So download that for free on the website. And next Saturday is Discovery. So if you want to learn more about the well and what we're about and how to get involved, then sign up online. It is Saturday the 24th at 8:30 in the morning until 1:30, and we provide breakfast and lunch.
There you go. And also, we have a Facebook. Check us out on Facebook, mm-hmm. facebook.com/thespoutcast, or just Spoutcast.
Spoutcast.
Twitter.com/thespoutcast.
The Spoutcast.
Or email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. Also, totally selfish plug here, but the iHeart Fresno blog that Cam Avedikian runs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did a post on it this weekend.
Oh, you get to do your movie critic stuff.
I did a little minute long thing. It's kind of corny and cheesy, but
what did she call it?
Did the you minute... see it, Pat?
No, I have not.
The 1 minute warning.
It's called
something?
The 1 minute warning. It's like spelled like my last name.
But if you like the videos on that website, that's all me too.
Dude, you should help me with this video, because I feel like I'm just doing it on my computer and I want to make it a little better. Maybe to give you a creative outlet.
I charge a lot.
Because he doesn't have any creative outlets.
He's in high demand. We'll Pat's check. In high demand.
All right. Well, just so you guys know, last song on the show, once again, songs that I love but everybody else hates. Nick Lachey.
Boom.
What's Left of Me. Great, great song. So if you enjoy Nick Lachey, you will love this song. Let's check that out. This is The Spout. We are out.
Wow. Watch my life pass me by in the rearview mirror. Pictures frozen in time are becoming clearer. I don't wanna waste another day stuck in the shadow of my mistakes. Yeah, 'cause I want you and I feel you crawling underneath my skin like a hunger, like a burning to find a place I've never been. Now I'm broken. Half the man.
you can have what's left of me.